Yes.
Hello, Maurice. I'm calling from Georgia's Opinion Surveys. My name is Jay. I would just like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Are you in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes, it has to be really quick.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely vote, okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I did, Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you, sir. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
I'm black.
Thank you. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me your age?
51.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now moving forward, in thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Thinking about that direction the country's headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which your country's headed?
Satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you real quick the list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. Now, for each, sir, please, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have it, to have them focus on. So use a 10 if it's the most important, and if it's somewhat important, a 5, and it's not important at all, a 0, okay? You can use any number. Legalizing marijuana from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, and protecting Social Security and Medicare from 0 to 10.
Yeah.
And banning tobacco products for adults, 0 to 10.
5.
And protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
And fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
And protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
And making housing more affordable.
10.
Addressing foreign affairs like the war in Ukraine from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving forward real quick. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I do.
Do you approve strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. And now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion, never heard of their person or organization, yeah, please say so, okay? Democrats in Congress, from 0 to 100, in general. To the best of your knowledge?
I say 80.
And Joe Biden? So 0 to
100? I'll say 100.
And the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA? How warm and favorable your fear stores them?
60.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
Oh, what's the lowest one?
Okay, 0. From 0 to 100.
0.
Okay, and the tobacco industry from 0 to 100. How warm and favorable you feel towards them?
I really don't have a issue with them. I don't smoke, so not my thing.
So you had no opinion, or you never heard of the tobacco industry?
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah, moving forward real quick. Okay. Now I want you to, I'm going to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. Now for each, I want you to rate on the scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Banning different tobacco products for adults from 0 to 10. How important that issue is for the FDA?
0 for me. I have no fight in that, to be honest.
No, understood, sir. Okay. And how about educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition? From 0 to 10, how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on?
Of 6.
Okay. And regulating marijuana? 10. From 0 to 10, okay. And restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages?
Of 3.
Okay. And authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke or move away from cigarettes. From 0 to 10, how important of an issue is that for the FDA to be focused on?
Maybe 5.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, real quick, moving forward. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Now, considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
You said 21 or over.
Yes, sir. Okay.
No.
So will you strongly support that or oppose that? Support or oppose that?
Say oppose.
Oppose somewhat or oppose strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat oppose, okay. And you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Will you support or oppose that ban?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Oh, good question. I would say the ban will probably...
much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, somewhat more benefit? Okay.
Yeah,
and regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now? Should be a top priority or other issues?
Other issues.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you real quick two statements some people have made about this ban. Please tell me which you agree with more. Some people say that tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose to a great risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. Now, statement B. Other people say the government already regulates too much of our life, and what people choose to do is their own business. It's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of an adult of Americans. Which of the two statements do you agree with more? First one or second one?
Second one.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you, sir. We're almost done, okay? Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco to cessation, support, abstinence, and prevention, education, and helping adult smokers who cannot or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use and banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine and imposing higher taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibited. First
that
one or second one? The last
one.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
And now I would like you to reach you some other things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes in the market today. Now, for each one, please tell me, sir, how concerned you are about the outcome. Are you very concerned the regulation of these products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general, making it harder to track and regulate these products? Will that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned. Okay. But I do have company, and I definitely have.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
I don't know how many.
Okay. Thank you for your.
Yeah, but I do have to wrap it up. Sorry.
Right. No, we still like have 60% right now, so it's like another 5 minutes. You know. Yeah.
Yeah,
I highly appreciate.
I mean, you can maybe put me back on the list, but yeah, I have to go.
Yeah. I will save your number. I'll call you back tomorrow. Will that be okay?
So okay, that would be great. That would be great.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Okay. Bye-bye. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.